Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dutch Holland. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gordy Hinkle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. And now, play ball. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Ostermüller covering, for the out. Holland moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Morgan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle hits a fly ball into right field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder bunts towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. Kom moves to second. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kom. The throw from Hinkle and he is safe. Kom steals third. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kom scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bishop moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Werber moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Hinkle and he is out, Werber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinkle takes first base on ball 4. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 0 in the game. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kom. The throw from Hinkle and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bishop moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky has Bishop trapped. There's the throw to Pitlock and over to Kom, who tags Bishop for the out. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive to right field. Holland throws towards Knickerbocker. Knickerbocker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Knickerbocker. Reynolds scores. Cook goes all the way around to score. Morgan moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holland hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hinkle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hinkle is called out on strikes. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-2 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ostermüller for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Trotsky moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hinkle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice pinch hits for Mel Harder. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to second for the out. Rice moves to third. one out. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Knickerbocker scores. Averill moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ostermueller. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Werber catches it and throws to second to double up Vosmick. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Rice now playing right field. Monty Pearson now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 3 in the game. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hinkle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hinkle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Bishop, who tags Com, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0 for 3 in the game. Ostermueller hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hale reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Pitlock scores. Com moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Judge pinch hits for Bucky Walters. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge strikes out. One out. Moose Salters pinch hits for Gordy Hinkle. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek throws the ball into Hale, who tags Seeds, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Morgan scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.